Today's topic is remember who your friends are and what they do too. Do you remember who your friends are? If you care about them and respect them, why not consider how they earn a living? Times are hard for a lot of businesses, and it may mean more to them than you think. More than that, you may eventually regret going elsewhere, where they will appreciate you less. I'm reminded of a story of two friends, John and Mike. I introduced them many years ago. John was the number one real estate agent in town, and Mike was seeking to sell his house and buy another. One day, Mike called John and asked him to evaluate his house for market and make suggestions for improvements to increase the sale price. John was glad for the call, and he offered his professional time and efforts to help Mike. A few days passed, and John discovered that Mike had listed the home for sale, but chose a different listing agent. As the top agent in town during a good time in real estate, John certainly did not need the commission, but was disappointed because he had wanted to help our friend Mike in the sale and subsequent purchase. Plus, he had been somewhat crudely taken advantage of by his friend. John was a bit confused as to why his friend chose a different agent. He had feared that he somehow offended Mike with the suggested listing price. No, Mike took his advice on the price. Was it the suggested improvements, the commission, the way he combed his hair? No, no, and no. The agent Mike listed with was a young, sexy lady. Mike had hoped he may have a chance with her, so he took all of John's suggestions and listed the house elsewhere. Once the house was sold, Mike was ready to buy his next house, but he still overlooked John. He went with a different agent again. I don't really think John ever felt the same about Mike after that. Whether it is right or wrong, I can understand how John could feel insulted. After all, he would have done the sale transaction and the purchase transaction for his friend without a commission at all. Ironically, Mike had done a similar thing to me years earlier, and he was on his way to building a reputation for it. I am certainly not a fan of implied reciprocity, as you can see if you read the link I just offered on the blog here. But you can probably imagine or remember how it feels when a friend overlooks you and buys from your competitor, right? It actually kind of stinks and is easy to take as an insult. Have you ever witnessed a friend go somewhere else when they needed something? I've heard speculation about the mindset, but I refuse to understand it or adopt it for my own use. I know that some people think you shouldn't do business with friends, but I think it is largely a horrible attitude. I always try my best to give my business to a friend or acquaintance over a stranger. They may really appreciate that you thought of them, and they may really appreciate the business. Now I'll tell you what got me thinking about this. I recently had a friend ask me if I knew a good option for web hosting. Now when I say friend, I don't mean a random acquaintance on Twitter. She has sat at my bar for drinks. She co-chaired a school fundraiser with me, and we have celebrated kids' birthdays together. She has sat in my office, and she has even seen and touched my YourNew.com Incorporated Race Team Corvettes. She has also been my friend on Facebook for years, so I know she knows I do something internet-y, and I know she knows I do it well. She knows I know a lot about this internet, so she asked me about web hosting. The sad thing is that she didn't really know how much or much about what I do or just how much I'm able to help her. It bothered me, but mostly because of how I could benefit her, rather than that her business would pay me a dollar or two per month. That's why I decided I'm going to start letting more people know. I know that a lot of people who know me don't really understand my work. I do more than a couple things here on this internet, but I don't really promote them very much. It's mostly because of it's mostly kind of an obvious secret in a way, because the majority of my work is operating as the geek behind the geeks. I generally don't promote my services to a retail market or to friends. You see, aside from my work as a marketing guy, I founded a company sometime over a decade ago as a merger of two other companies. That company sells internet services to wholesale clients, who often sell those same services to resellers who sell them to the public. We've been very successful at that market segment, and retail sales are a minimal part of what we do. We sell web hosting to web hosting companies. You knew it had to come from somewhere, right? In fact, if you have used the internet very long, there is a very high probability that you have used services I created or brokered. The company is still my full-time employer after all these years, and I work there as the CEO. So, why don't I promote that to my blog readers? It's mostly because I have enough search engine traffic and recognition in that specific area of the industry that is just a distraction to what I do here at awebguy.com. In any case, if you're in need of any of the many internet-related services we provide, I'm always happy to help. I'm just not out to push those on you. In fact, you may even see Google ads for my competitors right here on my blog. It's ironic, right? Let me show you why I have a reputation. I want to show you why I have a good reputation in my industry. I'm going to start with this. If you've been a reader for a while, you probably have some sense of who I am. You may even know a good amount about my principles and my ethics. You can probably tell that there's not some big scam waiting to suck you in. Today I've decided to offer web hosting to my readers and friends at a rate of $10 per month, or $5 per month for 10 or more websites. I was going to say free, but come on. Having a guy to call who really knows his stuff has got to be worth something, right? I'm not just offering basic web hosting either. I'll include all the same web hosting system that is used here at awebguy.com, which clearly exceeds an average demand when it comes to web hosting. I'll even include all the bells and whistles like website builders, e-commerce tools, plenty of email, and support for about any technology you can dream up. Just ask me. Better yet, I will provide your web hosting technical support myself. Sure, I'll have my tech support folks waiting in the wings in case you encounter something really pressing and I'm in the shower or otherwise cannot take your call, but I will be the live voice at the other end of the line if you need web hosting help. How many CEOs do you know who will do that? I'll bet that daddy guy won't take your call on his way to pick the kids up at school. In fact, to take me up on this offer, I want you to contact me directly, and I'll personally help you to set up your account and walk you through the basics. Now that doesn't sound like such a scary offer, does it? The one caveat is that you subscribe to my blog and keep reading to learn more about how to use that web hosting to build your business. If you're a subscriber, just ring me up and introduce yourself. I'll be delighted to help you. If you need web hosting or you need better web hosting, contact me. I've provided web hosting for over a decade, including many websites you know and trust. Maybe even your bank, your city, your hospital, or your university. It's better to trust somebody you are familiar with than trusting a total stranger. I also want to add that if you know somebody else in the industry, by all means, call them. I really do believe it's valuable to do business with people you know and trust. I think it is always important to know who your friends are, know what they do, and remember them when they can help. Oh, and one more thing. This is just for new web hosting accounts. I can't just give away the whole farm. If you're already paying me more, I'm confident there's a good reason for it. I'd like to have your comments at awebguy.com. How do you feel about doing business with friends? And do you ever forget them? Have you ever felt ashamed of it? Do you ever feel like maybe you should look around at who you know before you go buy something that they may offer? You might be doing them and yourself a favor. That's my take on it. Have a great day. I appreciate you, and look forward to chatting with you on the blog.